The university professor announced to the class in thunderous tones, "There is no such thing as absolute truth." One brave student slowly raised his hand and asked, "Sir, are you absolutely sure?" "If it is true that there is no absolute truth, then truth is relative. It depends upon persons and circumstances. It is at the mercy of what is in the world." According to the professor, truth is never stationary. Truth moves around. Relativism is the name of the theory or the concept that says that everyone is right, and at the same time it says no one is right. Does that sound confusing? Well, welcome to the world of relativism. You are absolutely right, because that is confusing. Do you wonder how such a contradictory philosophy could exist? Well, you have to watch those shifty human beings, you know. Human reasoning can justify anything, and human reasoning is often confusing. Don't you agree? The Bible says, "The foolishness of God is wiser than men, and the weakness of God is stronger than men." 1 Corinthians 1:25. People can do some very foolish things, and so it is no wonder that someone could believe in a philosophy called relativism. The Bible also says, "Where is the one who is wise? Where is the writer? Where is the debater of this age? Has not God made foolish the wisdom of the world?" 1 Corinthians 1, verse 20. Indeed, the wisdom of the world is often foolishness. Do our human needs trump the law of God? Does our obedience to the law of God depend upon the situation which we face? In 1966, Joseph Fletcher, a professor of ethics, published a book entitled Situation Ethics. In that book, Fletcher denied that there is an absolute standard of morality. He contended that love is the one and only principle that should regulate a person's behavior. But what Fletcher failed to do, and what he failed to see, is that love is defined by human beings in many different ways. That's right. Therefore, even love is not a stable benchmark against which to measure our actions, because so many people are not exactly sure what love is. Now, if we should follow what God says is the loving thing to do, now that would be different, would it not? In other words, this love that we read about in God's Word does not shift and change. It is an absolute love. It is not at the mercy of a human interpretation. But according to Fletcher and to others, human needs trump the law of God. That is, if an action helps an individual, then in that situation, it may supersede the law of God, and it becomes the right thing to do. Well, this philosophy teaches that everyone is right in some sense. That is, whatever a person believes is true for him. One can believe whatever he wishes, and no one else should say that he is wrong. According to relativism, there is no absolute standard of right and wrong. Consequently, each person can choose for himself what he considers to be right for him. Whatever is truth to you may not be truth to me, says this philosophy. And we might practice opposite things and yet both of us be practicing the truth. Whatever you think is true to you, and no one else can say that you are wrong. Isn't that nice? In that case, you can never be wrong, neighbor. Well, the Bible talks about people being in the wrong. And even though they may have thought they were doing the right thing, nevertheless, what they were doing was wrong in God's view. The Bible talks about people who become futile in their thinking. When people become futile in their thinking, their hearts become darkened. Understanding leaves them. Common sense is far from them. Those who teach relativism say that truth is based upon culture. Therefore, there are as many right beliefs as there are cultures. What if you traveled to a culture where it was permissible to steal? Would you feel comfortable? You may think stealing is wrong, but what about these people who believe stealing is permissible? Are they right too? What you believe is opposite of what they believe. Is this okay? According to relativism, you cannot judge the beliefs of another person because that person was shaped by his peculiar culture. You can only know what is right for you. Therefore, in the world of relativism, everyone is right. You can believe whatever you want. But an odd thing happens if we accept this theory of relativism. If you accept the theory of relativism, then no one is right. No one holds to absolute truth because there is no absolute truth. Therefore, everyone is both right and wrong at the same time. You see, according to this theory, no one person has the truth. All others who are practicing something different are, according to you, in error. But you see, what you do is right to you, but at the same time, it may be wrong for me. Therefore, each person is both right and wrong. How confusing can this get? According to this theory of relativism, you are perfectly entitled to believe that you are right and that you hold to the truth. But you are not free to brand the beliefs of someone else as false, untrue, or erroneous. The relativist does not believe in absolute truth. He does not believe that there is something that is true all the time and every time. To this person, truth can be both truth to me and false to you all at the same time. Therefore, no one is really right to the exclusion of all others. Friends, can you see the contradiction in this theory? The Christian has much for which to be thankful, and among the many blessings of being a Christian, the Christian has an unambiguous, discernible standard of right and wrong. And that's a blessing, friends. The Apostle John wrote, "Blessed are they that do his commandments, that they may enter in through the gates into the city." Revelation 22, verse 14. According to John, who are the ones who can enter into the city of God? Those people who do his commandments. Those who do not the commandments cannot enter into God's city. God is not a relativist. According to the Bible, there is a clear-cut difference between the pure in heart and those who work the works of the flesh. Now, some people are right then, but others practicing the opposite are wrong. According to Jesus, the pure in heart will see God, Matthew 5 and verse 8. And also according to the inspired man, Paul, people who practice the evil works of the flesh cannot inherit the kingdom of God, Galatians 5, 21. Yes, Christians are blessed indeed because they are not left without a compass. They're not left without a rudder to steer through the storms of life. Can you imagine being out on the sea without a compass or a guiding star to see? The sailors need something stationary while the ship is moving along. The ship also needs a rudder. People also need something by which to steer themselves along through life. The Apostle Paul said to some Christians, "Brethren, I commend you to God and to the word of his grace, which is able to build you up and to give you an inheritance among all them which are sanctified." Acts 20, verse 32. God and his word of grace is able to be your steering rudder and your guiding star. That's right. This word of the Lord will also judge all of us in the last day, says John 12, verse 48. The Word of God is not a flexible standard made of plastic. The Word of God does not move this way and that in order to justify disobedience or to rationalize sin. Is this the reason that some people believe in relativism? Are they looking for a way to justify their sins? The Word of God is an absolute standard of right and wrong. Thou shalt and thou shalt not. Clearly, there are some allowances made in the Word of Truth for people to grow and to mature and to ripen in the faith and to become more mature in their obedience to Jesus Christ. But through it all, God's grace is abundant. But this does not mean that God has not given an absolute moral law. That's right. When Jesus said, "You shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free," he did not mean that you should know your truth, and your truth would make you free. He meant that he had truth that you needed to learn. Jesus used the truth he had learned from Father when facing the temptation of Satan. Jesus quoted his Bible 3 times when he said, "It is written." One of those 3 times he quoted this passage, "Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God." Matthew 4, verse 4. Concerning the will of God, Jesus also said this, "Whoever shall break one of these least commandments and shall teach men so to do, he shall be called the least in the kingdom of heaven." Matthew 5, 19. Well, the teachers of relativism teach that we can break God's commandments and still be doing the right thing, that we will be living by the truth that's right for us. Well, friends, who do you believe? Haven't you lived long enough to know that you cannot depend upon the words of a man? You need to read and to study God's Word, the Bible. Then you will know the truth, and that truth shall set you free. The psalmist of old said, "Blessed are they that keep his testimonies and that seek him with the whole heart. Oh, how I love thy law! It is my meditation all the day." Psalm 119, verse 2.